Day, good people. Contemplative Inner Being and me, Robert Farrell, are happy to welcome you to Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom Wednesday is a series of honest, inclusive, and contemplative reflections to encounter pure presence and discover deep inner connection to goodness, truth, and beauty. Wisdom is not knowing more, but knowing with more of you, knowing deeper. Wisdom may be experienced as a quiet leap of joy in the heart, absolute clarity in the mind, or a deep centeredness in the body. Contemplation, like the wisdom path, is an exercise in openness and keeping heart, mind, and body open long enough for us to touch what is deepest in us. With words, music, and silence, let us drop into our hearts and be present. Find a comfortable sitting position. Perhaps light a candle. If comfortable and you're not driving, close your eyes. Take a few deep breaths. Then please repeat out loud. I open my heart to love. I open my heart to wisdom. I am present. I am. Cosmic Hope. Mystical hope offers us an experience of trust that God's presence, love, and mercy is in and all around us, regardless of circumstances or future outcome. The theological virtue of hope keeps the field of life wide open, and especially open to grace and to a future created by God rather than ourselves. This is exactly what it means to be awake, as the gospel urges. We can also use other A words for Advent: aware, alive, attentive, alert, all are appropriate. Advent is a call to full consciousness, and also a forewarning about the high price of consciousness. Hope in gospel faith is the conviction, against a great deal of data, that God is tenacious and persistent in overcoming the deathliness of the world, that God intends joy and peace. Leap into the kind of freedom and surrender that is rightly called the virtue of hope. Hope is the patient and trustful willingness to live without full closure, without resolution, and still be content and even happy because our satisfaction is now at another level, and our source is beyond ourselves. An assured shout of cosmic hope. Confidence arises not from our ego or efforts, but from the foundational goodness of God. When we are confident, we believe in a deep way that life is good, God is good, and humanity is good. The virtues of faith, hope, and love are our participation in the very life of God. True confidence is really a blending of both faith and hope. There is a guide, a kind of inner compass, and it resides within each of us. The love of God has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. The Holy Spirit, as an advocate, guides all of us from home and toward home. The Holy Spirit is entirely for us, more than we are for ourselves. Our life will be done unto us, just as happened with Mary. Even a small indicator of God is an indicator of final reason, meaning, and joy. A little bit of God does go a long way. Intrinsic hope. The coming of Christ is far more than the birth of a baby. The Christ mystery is nothing less than a cosmic hope for history. God wants a free response from us. God loves us as partners with mutual give and take, and we eventually become the God that we love. The power of the biblical proclamation is that it clearly invites us into cooperation, free participation, and the love of free and mature persons in God. The Christ we are asking for and waiting for includes our own full birth and the further birth of history and creation. We must suffer through to something higher, something more unified, more conscious, more being in love. Hope must be born over and over again, for where there is love, there is hope. Christian life is birthing love into greater unity. It is our contribution to a universe in evolution. We point the way to something more than ourselves, something up ahead that we are now participating in, where heaven and earth will be renewed. This is the intrinsic hope and loving responsibility of faith in an evolutionary universe. The frame of reality is big, hopeful, and positive. The perfection of God and God's creation is quite simply a full circle, and to be whole, the circle must and will complete itself. Alpha and Omega are the same, and the key holding it all together in unity, the essential unity of matter and spirit, humanity and divinity. Christ Jesus is a shining exemplar of humanity holding all things in unity. Love always and forever flows in one positive and forward direction. God is a fountain fullness that flows, overflows, and fills all things in one exclusively positive direction. Reality is thus in process, participatory. It is love itself. God as Trinitarian flow is the blueprint and pattern for all relationships, and thus all of creation. God is much bigger and more glorious than someone to be afraid of or the one who punished bad guys, because his cosmos was itself huge, benevolent, and coherent. Thus, awe before the universe can lead you to reverence whoever created this infinity of mystery and beauty. A quiet strength. Mystical hope is something that arises from within us as a fruit of our ability to consciously abide in the mercy of God. Mercy is the length and breadth and height and depth of what we know of God and the light by which we know it. It is the being of God insofar as we can possibly penetrate into it in this life. Mercy is God's innermost being turned outward to sustain the visible and created world in unbreakable love. Hope would be the mercy, divine love itself, coursing through our being like lightning finding a clear path to the ground. The electromagnetic field of love. Hope circulates as a lifeblood. It warms, it fills, it connects, it directs. It is the heart of our own life and the heart of all that lives. It is a quality of aliveness. It is a pulse of truth that sends us forth. Hope fills us with the strength to stay present, to abide in the flow of the mercy no matter what other storm assails us. When we enter it, it enters us and fills us with its own life, a quiet strength beyond anything we have ever known. Hope is a profound freedom to accept God and reality as it is, a hope that exists without the signature of our life and works, a hope independent of us and our accomplishments, a hope that can embrace and work for a future without us. Facing the reality that we're standing on a precipice right now, as a species and as a planet, opens the heart to grief, which somehow opens the heart to love even more deeply. When you reconnect with the alive world in a more compassionate way, and when you realize that the whole world is a living system that can only thrive when death makes room for new life, you may feel a calm settle in you. You may find yourself with the energy that comes from love to embrace the whole story, including the necessary emptiness and loss. We do not need to minimize or overlook the pain and tragedy we encounter as we live in this time of interwoven crisis. Eventually, when we recognize that the pain is directly connected with our love, we can embrace it. We can move into actions of restoration that are firmly planted in love. Slowly bring your awareness back to your surroundings. Take a gentle, deep breath and let it out slowly. You are invited to take time to journal, draw, or dance any expression to today's wisdom experience. Until next week, we bless you with grace and love. And may you see the truth about yourself, no matter how beautiful it is. May peace fill your life, so love will overflow. Peace to all, light to all, love to all.